is the Great Shalom for Grands, proclaiming faith, healing, and health for the grandparent generation. My name is Sharon Sarles. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Great Shalom for Grands, where we proclaim that God wants total well-being for all of us. And we preach healing, health, and hope. All right, so we are going to talk about rest. And I think rest is one of the big deficiencies for people in their 40s and 50s, actually for women who are younger than that too. And I see so many of us who are 50s, 60s and older who are having some short-term memory problems, cognitive decline, and this is not necessary. Our bodies were created to work well to 120. Moses did, and so why not us? Well, we haven't been taught correctly, that's why, and we are not managing correctly, that's why. And I've made some mistakes about this too. So let's unpack some of this. From the spiritual perspective, we know that we are told that we're supposed to rest. Yes, we're told to fear lest we don't enter into the rest. And of course, you know that in Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, and it was Priscilla, and we'll talk about that another day, she's saying, look, get out of works righteousness and grab hold by faith, and you need to really look to this to do this. Sure. But you know, she says, enter into the rest. She says, there remaineth a Sabbath rest for the people of God. And we don't yet see all of ourselves at rest, do we? We know that positionally we are at rest in Christ because he won the victory for us. But we are not yet manifestedly at rest, are we? But we're supposed to be. We're supposed to strive to enter into the rest. Well, what is that? Man, I have read that so many times and gone, what is that? And I think maybe I'm beginning to have a clue. I now make a discipline to rest. And I actually do rest on Saturdays. Sabbath, I observe the Sabbath. Now, I haven't gotten into weird doctrine, and I have a lot of friends who have. I still go to worship on Sunday, and I still am Orthodox doctrine, and I have not thrown out the book of Galatians. No, but I do rest on Saturday. And it's not a law. It's good news that after a big work day, I just lay around on Saturday. Or I go and see my friends, you know, and I might go to a meeting. But I don't work. I used to work all the time. Every waking hour I used to work. I just don't do that anymore. And at first it was like, I you know, people would say, have a good weekend. And I would laugh like, what's a weekend? I mean, that went on for years. Bad, bad, bad. So you should greet the Sabbath like a queen and in joy. The Sabbath was made for the children of God. And there's lots of evidence that shows that it does us good. In fact, Napoleon made a 10-day work week. Because isn't that more sensible to have 10 days and instead of 7? Why not? And productivity just tanked. And he changed it back. We're just built to rest on the seventh day. And so when I started it, it didn't seem possible. And then I got tireder, and when I actually started doing it, I really did a scriptural study and decided this was what I should do. If tithing predated the Mosaic Law, well, keeping the Sabbath sure did. So I decided it was a good thing. And I was sleeping all day. clue, maybe I really, really needed it. Yes. And today I don't need to sleep all day, but I have a good time. And it refreshes me, and I go back to work on Monday in a much happier frame of mind because I rest. And so this is my understanding of strive to enter into the rest. Yes, get your doctrine right. And yes, don't try to do works righteousness. And yes, go along with the, the spiritual argument of the writer of Hebrews, so that we accept the grace of God through faith and not try to earn our salvation by the keeping of the law, because we have better promises. Yes, agree with that. Absolutely. But we should also strive that overall great big picture rest manifest in our lives. Isn't that what I was talking about in salvation? Yes. And so, very practically, that means we get to rest. That also means, oh, our success comes through faith and grace too, doesn't it? Well, we're manifesting. And I understand MIT is talking about theory U, that all we have to do is agree with the goodness that wants to be manifested. Of course, they're not going to say the kingdom, but that's what we mean. The kingdom wants to manifest, and we need to agree with that. And so we don't have to strive to have success. We flow. And in fact, I'm reading a management book, Bennis, on becoming a leader, and his research, and that's back in the 80s. Leaders are self-expressive people. Isn't that amazing? But isn't that completely opposite to what we've been told? It was shut up, sit down, be quiet, and go along. Oh my goodness, my time is up. Well, let me come back tomorrow, talk to you about rest.
For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.